This morning we'll be looking at the Old Testament book of Judges. We'll be looking at Judges chapter 16, verses 16 through 21, as we look at and think about the life of Samson. Samson is one of my favorite Old Testament characters because his life reminds us what we can be when we are fully living for the Lord. That the fact that when we are living for the Lord, we can have God's power and presence in our lives. And greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. But that it also reminds us what we are without God. When we turn our eyes away from the Lord, when we lose our focus upon whom, the one who gives us that powerful strength in our lives, when we turn away from Him, what our life is reduced to apart from God. And so this morning, as we think about Samson's life, we think about the rise and the fall of his life, who he was at the pinnacle of his life and all the glory of his power and strength and what he was at one time as he was fulfilling what God's plan for his life. And then we look at and we see, sadly, who he was when he departed from the Lord. So we see what he was, we see what he became, and we see what could have been. What could have been in Samson's life. It is indeed a story of both triumph and tragedy. We see in beginning in Judges chapter 16, and in verse 16 it says, "And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. So that he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man. She caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, "Philistines, be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and they put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And then it says, "And he did grind in the prison house." And then howbeit, in verse 22, "the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven." Father, bless your words and speak to us today. Help us to know what we can be in Christ and what we can become without you. Father, help us to fulfill your divine purpose for our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the story of Samson is truly a remarkable story. It's a story of triumph and tragedy. It's a story that really encapsulates the human struggle, the ups and downs of life in the flesh and in our human condition. Samson had been blessed by God with remarkable strength and superhuman abilities. And we see in his life that God had a special purpose and a special plan for his life. Yet we see in Samson's life that through sin, he lost God's power. Through sin, he lost God's blessings, and ultimately, Samson lost his life. Through the story of Samson, we are reminded of what the Lord can do in our hearts and lives. What the Lord can do if we would fully surrender our lives to Him, if we would seek Him, and if we would follow Him, we would learn what the Lord can do by His strength, in His power, in His presence, in our lives. And it also reminds us what we are without God. That apart from God, we experience that despair, that shame, and that defeat because of the power of sin. Now notice it was through the influence of Delilah that Samson was influenced, he was enticed, and he was drawn away from the Lord, that Samson departed from the will of God, and he fell into sin. So we really have to be careful in this day and hour in which we live, who and what we allow to have influence over our hearts and over our lives. You remember the old saying, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you far more than you ever wanted to pay. There's a lot of truth to that. The Bible teaches us that sin costs. There is a price for sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And we see that reality being played out in Samson's life through this story. Here we learn that while we're in the will of God, we can experience the power, the peace, and the presence of God, which reinforces the notion that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Samson's strength was not in himself, but it was because of God working in and through his life. And we also learn that outside of the will of God, we can experience that loss of God's power and presence and peace in our lives, because the Bible says apart from him, we can do nothing. The fact that the Scripture says that the Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. What can we know about Samson's life this morning? We know that, first of all, we can see the worth of Samson. Samson had great worth in the eyes of God. God had a purpose for his life. Samson was born with a purpose. Samson had great potential for the kingdom of God. Remarkable ability that could have been used for the Lord continuously in a wonderful and mighty way. Samson was born as an answer to prayer in Judges 13 verse 5. He was born a Nazarite, as was the Lord. And he was to deliver his people from Philistine conquest. So he had a purpose, a God-given purpose. He had God's blessings and God's power in his lives, in his life. And that power was displayed. And you even saw it when Samson slew 1,000 Philistines with one smite. He was a powerful man. But his power came not from himself. His power came from Almighty God. And so this applies to us today because we all have inherent worth from our Creator. We all have worth to our Creator. The fact that we are precious and that we are valuable in His sight. We are made in the express image of God. It was no different with Samson. Samson was born with a purpose. Samson had great value and great worth to his people. And he had great value and worth to his Lord. We have that worth and that value to one another and to our Lord as well. You see, Samson, his treasure, his measure of strength and worth was found in God alone. That worth and that strength that we have today is found in Christ. He gives us the strength for our daily struggles. He gives us the strength to keep going, to keep following Him. The strength to turn away from evil and to keep our hearts focused upon Him. To follow Him. To keep doing the things that He's directed us to do. Our strength comes from the Lord. The true measure of our strength is in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We must rely upon Him for the strength, for the help, for the hope, the direction that we need in our lives. And like Samson, God has a plan and a purpose for each one of our lives. We are not here by happenstance. We're not here because there was a cosmological explosion. We're not here because of genetic evolutionary reasons. We are here because God has placed us here. He has breathed His breath of life in us. He has His hand upon our lives, and He has a divine purpose for each of us today. He has a perfect will for us, and we can seek to know it and live in it, or we can dismiss it and go our own way and not enjoy the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. True happiness and peace comes not from living for self. It comes not from following after the ways of the world, but it comes from living for the Lord. Samson had great worth to his people that were counting upon him, that were looking and depending upon him to have godly leadership and for him to stay close to the Lord and have that strength and to be able to free them from the Philistine conquest. His strength came from the Lord, and our strength comes from the Lord today as well. Do we see ourselves as a child of God? Do we realize that we're made in the image of God? You see, the lie from Satan is that we are worthless, that we're not important, that we don't matter to God, that we don't matter to one another. But in God's eyes, we're precious in His sight, and we're important. It really speaks to the sanctity of human life. Every life is precious to God because every life is a creation of God. But not only can we see the worth of Samson today, but we can also see the weakness of Samson. Like Samson, we all have great worth in the eyes of God, and like Samson, we all have weakness, great weakness apart from God. Now, the word weakness and Samson didn't seem to naturally go together in the same sentence because of this great superhuman power that he had. Samson was the picture of power. He was a wonderful example of what God can do in a life that is surrendered to Him. There's no limit to what God can do in our lives. There's no limit by which God can use us for His kingdom and His glory. We have to realize this life that we live is not our own. We belong to Him. We have been bought with a precious price, which is the blood of Jesus. This life that we live belongs to Him. Samson, though he was the picture of power, we saw that Samson's strength could have been his greatest asset, but it proved to be one of his greatest weaknesses. Because though Samson was physically strong, we saw that he succumbed to spiritual weakness. The flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is indeed weak. Samson had this weakness. What was his weakness? His weakness was that he was human. His weakness was that he was a mere man, that he was a finite, sinful being, that he was in the flesh. And the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Samson had the dreaded seed of sin within him. He was a mere man. And you know what? We have that same seed of sin, that same capacity to sin, that same capacity to fall away from God and drift away from God. As the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. You see, that seed of sin that's within us that made Samson vulnerable and imperfect also makes us vulnerable and imperfect today. God's power, Samson was a wonderful example of God's power working in and through our lives. The things that God did in Samson's life, God can do in our life. He is no respecter of persons. Though God may have a different direction and a different calling, a different purpose for you, the fact remains that God has a calling and a direction and a purpose for you and I to fulfill. Samson's life also serves as an example of sin's condemning, controlling, and defeating power. Because if we begin to let that door open and allow that sin to creep into our lives, it will begin to metastasize and grow, and it will begin to consume us. It will begin to draw our hearts far away from God. And like Samson, we will find ourselves broken, powerless, and enslaved by the power of sin. All around us, in every community, in every family, in every congregation, there are people who once lived for the Lord, who did great things for God, who were on fire for the Lord, but little by little, slowly by slowly, they allowed their hearts to drift away from Him. They allowed their prayer closets to remain vacant. They allowed their Bibles to remain closed, and they allowed their hearts to be drawn away from God. And like Samson, now they stand as a broken vessel before God. the power and presence of God has departed from them, and they now live broken and defeated lives. All over this nation and in communities and homes and families, life after life, sadly and tragically, shares that same tragedy of Samson. The weakness of Samson is real. Our strength comes from above and not from within. You know, psychologists and psychiatrists and motivational speakers would like us to believe that all the answers are within us, that this great potential lies within us, that we can do anything and everything if we would just set our mind to it. And people go to conferences and seminars and they read books and they do all of these things trying to untap and unleash that human power that can only come from God. Apart from Him, we can do nothing. And He says that we are to abide in Him, that our strength comes from Him. The Bible tells us that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. That means that I have to acknowledge today that I'm weak, that He's strong, and that I must depend upon Him. The weakness of Samson was very real, and it was very costly. Samson was drawn away from God. He was enticed into sin. He laid with Delilah. His heart and his mind and his focus moved away from God, and he paid a dear price. Not only did he pay, but his people paid that price as well. But not only can we see that, like Samson, we have great worth in the eyes of God. Like Samson, we have this weakness that's dangerous apart from God, but we can also see this waste of Samson, this waste of a life. Here, this man, at his pinnacle, in his glory days, was very powerful, and he was looked up to. He was held in high regard and high esteem. People had high hopes in what he would do one day. But Samson allowed himself to be drawn away from the Lord. And he lived the rest of his life in humiliation and shame because of sin. We see this waste of Samson. Samson was once used his life, his talents, his gifts, his power to serve the Lord. Now is busy throwing his life and his God-given potential away, squandering the talents that God had entrusted him with. At a time when his people needed that godly leadership, they needed that righteous example of godly living. And because of that, Samson's hair was cut, his eyes were put out, he was bound and he was chained, and he lived in humiliation and shame for the rest of his life. In the end, he turned back to the Lord, but he never fulfilled what God had for him. And his life was tragically cut short. You see, Samson's life was such a waste. We can only imagine of what could have been in his life. We think about Samson and we think that this life that was once so powerful now lay in ruins and in shambles and utter defeat, a gross display of humiliation and shame. What a waste. You know, there are many believers out there that begin to trust in themselves, in their own strength, and begin to think that we're somebody. We begin to develop that ego and that pride. And the Bible says pride cometh before a fall. We begin to think much more highly of ourselves than we ought. We begin to think that we don't need God, that we're just fine without Him, that we're strong enough and capable enough in ourselves to handle things just fine, that we can live our lives in such a way as we see fit. And so we see that the lesson here for us is that we can live our lives in such a way that honors Christ, that seeks to surrender our lives to Him and His lordship and walk in His strength and fully live for Him, or we can live in sin and defeat. You see, Samson chose the latter, and Samson lost the power. I wonder today, in our nation, in our homes, in our communities, in our churches, in our hearts and lives, have we lost God's power? Have we lost God's power and presence in our lives? You see, it's only by living for Jesus can we experience triumph over tragedy. We sing victory in Jesus. We sing victory in Jesus because only He can lift us out of despair. Only He can lift us out of the miry clay. Only He can lift us out of our problems that we face of sin and shame and plant our feet on higher ground. What an awful thing for a Christian to fall away from God and to live the rest of their lives in humiliation and shame. You know, it only takes one act. It only takes one slip up. It only takes one mistake for us to bring shame upon the cross of Christ, upon the church of the Lord Jesus, and upon ourselves. We live in a day and hour where we have to guard our hearts, where we have to keep our focus upon the Lord. Well, we have to realize that the power that's evident in our lives is because of the Holy Spirit of God working in us and through us, and not from we ourselves. So we see this morning in Samson's life what a compelling story of both triumph and tragedy. It's a story of triumph because of who Samson used to be, because of what he was before he fell away from the Lord and fell into sin. It's a story of tragedy because of the shame and scorn that Samson brought upon himself and his people, and because of what he experienced living outside of the will of God. And ultimately, in Samson's life, tragically, tragedy won out over triumph. But you know, we serve a God of second chances. And there in verse 21, after Samson had fallen into sin, after he had been captured, he had been bound, he had been enslaved, his eyes had been put out, and there he's grinding at the prison house. Verse 22 says, his hair began to grow again. You know, we serve a God of second chances. He will forgive us. He will restore us when we fall and when we fail. But we have to realize there's also consequences for our sin. The consequences for Samson's sin was very real. His eyesight's gone. His hair had been cut. He's now bound by the enemy. He's now enslaved. His hair begins to grow back. And one time, he gets this one final push of power from God. But it cost him his life. The consequences of sin are real. And then we also see that we can turn to Him, that He is a God of second chances, that He will restore us. Unlike Samson, we don't have to stand before God defeated and wounded and blinded by sin. Instead, in Christ, we can be victorious over our problems and over the situations that we face. We can be victorious over sin. We can be triumphant and echo those words of the Apostle Paul where he says, I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. I have run the race. What a beautiful and faithful epitaph on the tombstone of a believer. That, you know, I've faced all of these things in my life. Temptation, trials, tribulations, and problems. But in the end, to be able to say, I've finished my course, I've ran my race, I have kept the faith in Jesus, regardless of what we're facing today. And I know many of us are facing some very difficult things in our lives. But in Christ, we can have victory over sin. We can have victory over problems. And we can experience triumph over tragedy. Let's pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, today for Your Word because we know that it's real, it's powerful, and it's truth. Father, I pray this morning that we would realize again and anew that our power comes from on high. Our power comes from no other source but from you. I pray, Lord, that you would fill us with the power of God so that we can be the church of the living God you've called us to be. So that we can live as children of God, as the saints of God, that we can live with the power of God evident in our lives. And Lord, if we wake up and realize today that the power of God is slipping from our lives, or even worse, is gone from our lives, Lord, that our spiritual hair has been shaven, Lord, I pray that you would help us to realize that we can come to you. We can repent and return, and we can confess our sins to you, because your word says that if we will confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, as a nation, as a people, help us to turn from all appearances of evil and help us to turn to you, that as we abide in you, we can enjoy the strength and the power and presence of God in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.